Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Dr. Eddie Connor, Jr., international speaker, college professor, radio, TV correspondent, and author of 7 motivational books. Dr. Eddie Connor, Jr., or Dr. Eddie, as he is fondly known, is a survivor of stage 4 cancer and empowers people to overcome obstacles. Dr. Eddie is the cousin of one of the world's most influential entertainers, the legendary Prince. As an author of 7 best-selling books, Dr. Eddie has been featured and hosted segments on BET, CBS, Fox News, NBC, PBS, The Steve Harvey Show, The Tom Joyner Show, and The Word Network. Dr. Eddie is the CEO of the mentoring organization Boys to Books, which empowers young males via literacy, leadership, and life skills enrichment. The program became the impetus for former President Barack Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative. Dr. Eddie is a recipient of the President's Volunteer Service Award and the President's Lifetime Achievement Award from the White House. He is recognized as one of the top 35 millennial influencers in America, listed in the top 100 leaders in Who's Who in Black Detroit, and named to the Michigan Chronicle's top 40 under 40. Dr. Eddie grew up in Kingston, Jamaica, and is a proud resident of Detroit. His new book is Dear Queen, and it is described as more than a book. It's a literary love letter that celebrates the value of women around the world. Dr. Eddie provides jewels of wisdom for loving yourself and knowing your worth. This is an invaluable self-help book that empowers women in every aspect of life. Discover the keys to build your business and brand for success. Transform obstacles into opportunities. Become the queen that attracts a king, and learn how to unlock the door to your royal identity. And I want to welcome Dr. Eddie Connor Jr. to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Dr. Eddie.
Hey, how you doing, Andrea? So glad to be on the show with you today.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. I am glad to have you with us here on the show. So, Dr. Eddie, the description of Dear Queen is quite a mouthful. And so what is the purpose behind the book? And, you know, what made you write Dear Queen?
Yes, you know, there's a quote that suggests no nation can rise higher than its women. And as I was writing the book, I developed an acronym for Queen. And the acronym is quintessentially unique, empowering everyone naturally. And that's what real queens are. That's what real queens do. And, you know, I used to write love letters to girls in school. I was so afraid and so shy to approach a girl because, you know, she's going to give you 3 snaps in a neck roll. She don't like you. And then she's just not going to keep it to herself. She's going to tell her friends, and then she's going to tell your friends. And so it kind of got around the school that I was writing love letters anonymously to girls, and I'd slip them into their locker. And many of the fellas would say, hey, Eddie, if you write a love letter to my girl, of course you got to keep your name off of it. I'll give you some money. And as I was writing this book, it took me back there, but it also brought me to the place where we are today, especially when you think about the divisiveness in America, when you think about the misogyny and then the gender inequity, that I've got to write a book to really empower our women to walk in their purpose and really wear their crown and build their queen. And so this one is dear and dear to my heart. It's my 7th book, but it feels like my first one.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Why does it feel like your first one?
You know, it really brought me to the place of the level of excitement. You know, people ask me all the time, who influences you, who impacts you? And I grew up in a home where I saw a queen, my mother. And she'd stand in front of the door until I opened it when we were going into a restaurant, the grocery store. And I'm looking at her and she's looking at me. And I'm like, you're going to open the door? And she's, no, you're going to open it for me, because she was teaching me how to be a gentleman and treat her like a queen, because how I treat my mother is how I'm going to treat another woman. And so to see women build businesses, to see billions of dollars flow through the hands of, you know, Black and Hispanic women in America more than ever before, and how you create something from nothing. That's so inspiring for me and to me. And so it's only a wonderful thing for me to pay back what you've given, so many women have given to me, and the inspiration by letting you know who and what you are.
Okay. So now, many of us, you know, in the community, we hear the greeting and the labeling of women as queen more and more these days. It's becoming,
mm-hmm.
you know, more and more of a term of endearment. And but what is your definition, Dr. Eddie, of a queen?
Yes, and really that definition speaks to the whole aspect of women who are a queen, quintessentially unique, empowering everyone naturally. Understand that they're too unique to compete. Real queens don't compete, but they collaborate. They understand that their royalty demands loyalty. They are their sister's keeper. They roll up their sleeves. They are individuals who are humanitarians. They think beyond just themselves. They are servant leaders. And they understand as well that they don't have to chase a man. They chase God's purpose and plan for their life. The right person and the right individuals are going to pursue them to where they will be able to build a queendom and build who they are with someone who builds them up as well.
Okay. So now what led you to title your book, Dear Queen? You know, you could have, I mean, maybe you went through several different titles, I don't know. But why was Dear Queen the title that stuck out to you and let you know that this was what your book needed to be named?
Yeah, you know, there was no other title that I was even entertaining with this one. I knew what I wanted to write, and the title dropped kind of in my spirit. As I was writing the book, and I said, this has to be the one right here. And, you know, using the whole aspect of Dear Queen, it really comes from the whole aspect of really speaking from the heart, being truthful and being transparent in many cases, wearing my heart on my sleeve, and really speaking to the whole of self-identity, self-development, loving yourself, knowing your worth. And oftentimes we place who we are in the hands of somebody else. And you can't expect anybody to love you if you don't love yourself. And then also, if you don't know who you are, people will tell you what you're not. And then you'll begin to believe that twisted, sordid ideal that really isn't true at all. And so the whole aspect of speaking from the heart and making it very transparent to where you really feel that I'm the one reading to you as you're reading the book. And, you know, as you're opening up the book, you're opening up chapters to my life. And so I share my flaws. You know, a lot of times we perpetuate that we're victims, but sometimes we're perpetrators. And sharing how you remedy and really find reconciliation and restoration from the vestiges of your past. Dr. Michael Eric Dyson's endorsed it. Jessica Kerr Moore has endorsed it. I like to say Dear Queen is the book of 2017, and it's going to really speak to your heart.
Now, you mentioned earlier that part of it came out of what you saw going on in the world today, in America today, the divisiveness in America, the misogynistic statements, misogynistic behavior. But was there one thing, Dr. Eddie, that, you know, before the title dropped into your heart, before you put pen to paper or fingers to the keypad, was there one thing that happened or that you saw or that hit you that said, I got to do something about this. I have to say something to the women that they need to hear, that I want them to know? Was there some catalyst that brought that book out for you?
Yeah, the catalyst, I have to say, and even go back to the whole aspect of, you know, I do a lot of relationship panels, I do a lot of relationship shows. You know, I at times will hear a conversation and people ask me questions, whether they're writing to me or what have you, about advice, just about their life. And oftentimes what I see, and even at the core of it, many cases is individuals who are leading while bleeding. And that comes from the whole aspect of love is not always necessarily in the home. And how do you internalize and even express love if it hasn't been expressed to you? And many people oftentimes have a mask of perfection, oftentimes have a mask of beauty on the outside, but pain and turmoil on the inside. And this is a book that I felt that I had to write as a result of really trying to break the cycle of the negativity and that which is perpetuated drastically in many cases for many people's lives, to really find a place of healing through the hardship, you know, and really for people to wear their crown, even though they may frown, even though somebody may have knocked it down, you can still live through dying places. And I write from the core of my soul, especially with me overcoming cancer, being a survivor of stage 4 cancer, people giving up on me, people thinking less of me and not thinking that I would even overcome, not even thinking that I was worthy to go to college, as my guidance counselor told me. But to overcome those obstacles and to not let it penetrate in my soul, but to turn every bitter situation into something that would better my life, but also better the lives of those who I come in contact with.
Okay. Now, the book is described, as I read, you know, earlier from the description from the background, is as providing jewels of wisdom for loving yourself and knowing your worth, and as an invaluable self-help book that empowers women in every aspect of life. So my question is, how do you, as a man, go about providing the wisdom and self-help guidance that women need to women, not being a woman yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one thing I'll say this is that you think about Black women in society, you think about this, they are really, in many cases, the most disrespected and neglected women in society. However, as a result of that, even despite that, I'll say, they still find themselves on the front lines. They still stick their neck out for brothers like me. And it's only right that as they give life, we begin to speak life back into the lives of our queens. And what I've done is I really have taken the task of not letting this book just be about me and just be about the whole aspect of wearing your crown and building your queendom and knowing your worth. But I wanted to make this tangible. So I partnered with a lady by the name of Sherelle Hogan, who is the founder of Pure Heart Foundation, the Pure Heart Foundation. And the mission of her foundation is empowering and providing opportunities for the children of incarcerated parents. One thing that I speak about in this book is that Black and Hispanic women are incarcerated at a disproportionate rate. But get this. In the last two decades in America, their incarceration has increased by 800% in America, which is incarceration nation, which houses 95% of the women's 95% of the prison population, of the world's prison population, I should say. So, yes, we talk about Black and brown brothers, but we cannot ignore the plight of our Black and brown sisters. And many times they are asked the questions, why led you to a place of incarceration? What led you to crime and violence and prostitution and many of these things? And many of the women who have been interviewed, they said there was a lack of love growing up. They did not experience love. In many cases, they were physically, sexually, mentally, verbally abused. And so rather than seek empowerment, oftentimes they turn on themselves and turn on those who should express love to them the most. And so this is a book that is restorative, that provides opportunities and remedies, but first within oneself. I can't expect anybody to love me if I don't love me. How can you expect anybody to enjoy your company if you don't enjoy your own? It may not necessarily be your time to date, but it just might be your time to wait. And that is not sitting idle, but it's waiting, it's working, serving, it's preparing for what you anticipate on receiving.
Mm-hmm. And that, I assume, is where the love letter part comes in, because
Absolutely.
You're coming all from a place of love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I'm coming definitely from a level of love, and it's going to be a place of where it's truth and transparency, and sometimes some of the truths are going to be hard pills to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
But so many times, oftentimes, people are so used to sweet lies that they can't handle bitter truths. But as I give you the truth, I'll also make it practical so that you can provide application, action for your life.
Okay. So read a little bit from the book, Dr. Eddie, so that people can, get a taste for what you're talking about.
Absolutely. I definitely will read something here. And this is a section in my book, which is called Sister, Sister. I have various places in the book where I have some subtitles. So this says, "Dear Queen, sometimes you need another sister to confide in. When you face tough times, do you turn to your sisters and seek help, or are you too busy competing with them and isolating yourself in caves of calamity? True sisterhood goes beyond the sorority or blood. It's forged by a bond. In good and bad times, a real sister empowers you through circumstances. We must start building each other and stop competing against each other. You know how to put up your guard and cover your emotions very well. You know how to act like you have it all together. You could literally get an Oscar for your acting ability. You have learned these steps like a hustle dance routine. However, do you know how to provide, protect, and truly empower your sister? Oftentimes, men struggle with being vulnerable for the sake of not being seen as someone who is strong. One of the beautiful things about your femininity is how you can express your vulnerability communicatively. Only a beautiful being designed like you can express uncanny sensitivity while remaining strong. I will speak for the men and say that we could learn from you, dear sister, my dear queen, and I'm sure that we can learn that it's not about what makes us cry that defines us. It's about what we do after we dry our tears that refines and empowers us. Pray for discernment and divine connections with sisters who will strengthen you." So that's a little slice
of
the pie.
Wow, yeah, that is a little slice of the pie. That was so powerful. That was Dr. Eddie Conner Jr., international speaker, college professor, radio, TV correspondent, and author of 7 motivational books, reading from his new book, Dear Queen, which we have been talking about during this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. And thank you for that, coming from your book in from the section Sister, Sister. That was so powerful. And Doctor, there's something that I've wondered of late, and I figured since I'm talking to you today, I can ask you this. Now, so there is this movement, and it is a movement these days among women to uplift the very elements of womanhood and sisterhood that you uplift in Dear Queen, such as knowing her worth and seeing herself as a queen and as a goddess and seeing her own value in herself and working on that, and self-care. That is a big thing these days. And what I wondered is, does this type of self-empowerment, this strong self-empowerment coming from women, and it's like a banner that cannot be missed, does it make men take a step back or even scare men off?
Very good question. Very poignant question. And I'll preface this by saying, whoever you intimidate, you will eventually eliminate. Let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you intimidate, you will eventually eliminate. And that is, as men, I don't think we should find acrimony or anger as a result of it. I think we should applaud it simply because a real man, a real king who is settled in himself, who understands his worth, who knows his value, who understands he's too unique to compete, who understands, even as Neo, the songwriter, suggested, "I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. You make me better." Because when two individuals come in unity and they are a help meet for and to each other, the sky is not the limit. And so a real man is not going to be intimidated by that, but he's going to applaud the fact that she can work together with other women. And guess what? If she can work together with other women, imagine how she can work together with you. Because what she's doing on her own, what she's doing in relationship to collaboration over competition, is only a small drop in the bucket of what she can really do with you if you decide to build with her. Not just watching power, but having power. Not just watching empire, but working together to build an empire. That's
wow.
The strength of it.
Yes, yes, it is, and that's a whole another conversation right there. We'll have to come back for another show just to talk about that part right there, because
that's
has so many layers that can be pulled back that we don't have the time to pull back today. But I definitely want to get back with you about this because
that's right, and
that just popped into my head.
Okay,
yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I was going to say that goes along as well with inequities in relationship to what comes through the hands financially, who makes more, and can men settle for being with the woman who makes more money than they are? That's for a whole different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I grapple
with that sometimes.
Especially even barbershop talk. But yeah, that's for another time.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. And what came to mind as you were talking, Dr. Eddie, was that, you know, you wrote one of your previous books, You Can Heal Your Heart. Isn't that one of your, you can, what was your book? Oh, my God.
Yes, it was called Heal Your Heart. You're right.
Yes,
Heal Your Heart.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and that was directed primarily towards women, too. But as you're talking about, you know, a man not being intimidated by a woman who is becoming self-empowered, who is and has recognized her worth. That, okay, I'm just going to drop this, and you probably thought of this already, but that subject is a book for men as well, because you have a great message for men. You're doing these messages for women, which is wonderful, but you've got wonderful, strong, empowering messages that men need to hear, too, to grow. I'm sorry, I just had to go there.
No, you're right. And you know, I wrote a book, especially even though this is very, very, it speaks to the whole niche of empowering women. The previous book I wrote before this one was My Brother's Keeper. And, you know, some men will say, well, when are you going to write a book for men? I said, well, you missed the last one.
Okay.
Because the whole aspect of My Brother's Keeper was one of the most extensive, researched, and really hard to write book that I ever have, because I had to come from some deep and even troubling places, especially in relationship to my father, who was not in my life when I was growing up. And so to really speak to our brothers in a way to understand, as Dr. King suggested, if we build strong, if we can't, we'll fail to live together as brothers. If we fail to live together as brothers, we'll perish together as fools. And that speaks to the whole aspect of being my brother's keeper and empowering our brothers together and collectively.
Right. And that's one aspect. And then you've got the other aspect of a relationship book for men. I'm just going to put it out there, too. So I'm sorry, I had to do that.
All right, I'm going to have you do the forward. Either you or shout out to Sylvia Hubbard, one of the two of y'all.
Yes, because, you know, she's got that relationship form that she uses herself.
Yeah.
So absolutely. As we're talking about this book, there might be somebody listening saying, I want to get it. Where can I get it? Where can I, you know, get a signed book from Dr. Eddie? Tell the listeners those things.
Absolutely. I'll let you know right now. Again, Dear Queen is the book of 2017. You can go to my website right now. It's there at eddieconnor.com, eddieconnor.com. You can get a signed copy from me there. But you can also go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go onto any of those sites and also get the book there. Just type in Eddie Conner. You'll be able to see that book as well as many other books. And, of course, your proceeds from this book, your purchase, goes to the Pure Heart Foundation to provide opportunities for the children of incarcerated parents.
Wonderful.
Yes,
that is such a wonderful aspect. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yes, indeed.
Do you have any release events coming up where people can, you know, hear you read more from it and have a discussion with you about it?
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to be in Ypsilanti this Sunday, March the 5th, and I will be at Reach Church, where Pastor Jason Robinson is the senior pastor there. I'll be at Reach Church in Ypsilanti. So you can join me there at 10 a.m. This coming Sunday. I also have some other events that are coming up as well. I'll be with Councilman Mary Sheffield at the State of the Youth event Friday, March the 10th at 12:30 p.m. And I've got just a slew of other events that are going on, especially in regards to literacy development. As a matter of fact, I'll be right back in Ypsilanti again March the 18th for a book signing at Grace Fellowship Church. That's 1301 South Harris Road. That'll be in the city, of Ypsilanti, Michigan. So I'm doing a number of different things. You want to make sure that as you go to my website, eddieconner.com, that you subscribe to my mailing list so that you can stay posted and keep up to date with what I have going on.
Right, right. Absolutely. And you're on Facebook, too, so people can find you on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yes, 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 absolutely. I how could I forget that? Social
That's
media, at Eddie Conner, JR. Thank you so much for keeping me on point. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Eddie Conner, JR. You can connect with me there as well.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Eddie Conner, Jr., I am so glad I had this opportunity to talk with you today. I definitely learned something, and I appreciate you being with us.
Well, we appreciate you for what you do because you are truly a queen in your industry. And so we celebrate you and really appreciate you for the opportunity. You're doing such a wonderful work. And thank you for providing this platform to many authors and individuals like me to share their work. Again, shout out to my dear sister from another mister, the great guru of the day, Miss Sylvia Hubbard as well. So between
absolutely.
You two ladies, you're a dream team. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I absolutely love doing this and love talking to authors and finding out, you know, where their heads are. That's what it's about for me, for Michigan Literary Network Radio. But I've got to sign off with you. But thank you again so much. And I will be talking with you again some other time.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it.
All right. Good night.
All right. Have a blessed night. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. And that's it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to thank again Dr. Eddie Conner Jr. for being my guest today. Do check him out at his website, eddieconner.com. You can find him on Facebook, all social media sites. You can find him. And, yeah, check him out. And he's got a book signing coming up this Sunday, the 5th of March, in Ipsy at Reach Church. So if you're in the Ypsilanti area or feel like traveling to the Ypsilanti area to be able to meet him personally and hear from him and get a copy of his book, do that. And you can get a copy of his book from his website. And that is it for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook and be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 to hear more literary good stuff. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there so much for listening. I hope you got something out of it. I do appreciate you, and good night. See you next Wednesday.